Let's be real. The road to law school is a tough one, and once you get there, it becomes tougher. So if you find yourself thinking, I can't do this, then I have the story just for you. Welcome to the Law School Hustle. My name is Karishma, and I will be chilling with you on today's episode of Power Presence in Law School. Now, does anyone know who the first Black elected member of Parliament is? If you guessed Leonard Braithwaite, you are correct. However, I doubt most of you know who that is. Let's do a quick summary. Leonard Braithwaite, our trusty Canadian encyclopedia from 2015, says he was born on October 23, 1923 to a Barbadian father and a Jamaican mother. He was the first Black elected member of the provincial legislature in Canada. So, why am I mentioning Braithwaite on a law school podcast? Well, Braithwaite has a law degree from Osgoode Hall Law School. Braithwaite was from a time when it was not so acceptable for Black folks to be so heavily involved in the academic and legal fields. So Braithwaite getting his law degree was not just an accomplishment for himself, but for all aspiring Black lawyers across the country. Cue inspirational music! Braithwaite's presence at Osgoode creates a pathway of acceptance for Black students entering the legal field. Critical race theory, also known as CRT, will help us explore Braithwaite's presence and belonging in Canadian society and frame Black presence in socially constructed white spaces. Before we dive into the nitty-gritty of Braithwaite's presence at Osgoode, let's do a quick lesson on CRT. Did you know that CRT is forbidden from being taught in the United States? Yeah, I didn't think so. Aylward's 1999 chapter addresses CRT, which allows us to look at how our society is shaped by race. CRT uses narratives to describe how racialized people can share their stories to counter the white point of view that is so prevalent in our society today. By looking at Braithwaite's story on attending law school, we are using CRT to explore his experiences and how they have impacted Black students entering the legal space. If you picture the stereotypical Canadian, what do you see? If your brain immediately pictured a white individual, you are not wrong. Jack Lubowski's 2006 article addresses what the government themselves in the 1910s envisioned for our Canadian population. Yes, that's right, they wanted a white country. That's pretty weird since we now know how much Canada loves to promote their multiculturalism. Section 389C of the Immigration Act of 1910 basically said racialized immigrants were not allowed to enter Canada. As Jack Lubowski mentions, this act called out racialized folks by stating that they won't be able to contribute to Canada's industrial, social, educational, and labor conditions. What's worse is that this act said we racialized folks cannot stand Canada's weather. Like, excuse me, do codes not exist? In all seriousness, Braithwaite's ethnic background right away speaks to the disapproval that Canadians in the 1950s and 60s had toward immigrant and non-immigrant Black people. Despite these racists, Braithwaite was admitted to Osgoode and was heavily involved in the law school community. Right now, I am looking at Braithwaite's midterm report for the spring of 1958 found in Osgoode's archives. It looks like he was president of the Legal and Literacy Society at Osgoode. Getting into law school is hard enough, but being president of the student body is something else. If this does not show his determination to prove that Black votes can contribute to Canadian society, I don't know what does. Leonard Braithwaite, a Black individual with immigrant parents attending one of Canada's most prestigious law schools. Do y'all not see how powerful that is? Braithwaite's presence and involvement in the law school community erase claims that immigrants do not contribute to Canada's economy and culture. Imagine you're living in Canada in the 1950s. You are a student attending Osgoode Hall Law School. You are surrounded by this sophisticated space. A room big enough so all students are not squished in class together, rooms with embroidered curtains, cushioned chairs, and large green tables for you to set up your study space. From this 1958 building photograph found in Osgoode's archives, do you think Black individuals like Braithwaite were willingly welcomed into such a space? I mean, the answer is pretty obvious. Osgoode can be seen as a socially constructed space only made for white people. Since white spaces are meant to be protected, racial profiling occurs. For those of you who don't know, racial profiling involves criminalization based on race. Oftentimes, Black males are criminalized when seen in white spaces, as found in Glover's 2007 study. The 1995 report of the Commission on Systemic Racism in the Ontario Criminal Justice System found that Black lawyers, even today, are seen as unqualified and constantly have to prove themselves. Imagine how society reacted when Braithwaite was seen at Osgoode. Braithwaite would have stuck out like a fish out of water, yet this didn't stop him. Braithwaite's attendance and participation in law school normalized the Black presence in white spaces. If your dream is to attend law school, Braithwaite's story should inspire you that anything is possible. I know this sounds cheesy, but for real. Braithwaite's presence at Osgoode challenges the stereotypical ideal Canadian and pushes for more diversity in white spaces. It's time for law schools to bring in more Black and racialized Canadians to diversify the legal field. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next time.